The 365 Midweek Peak Writer's Seat.
Yes, so writer's seat time once again on the Midweek Peak, our weekly delve into the writer's world, where we ask an awesome author from any genre, anywhere in the world, to spend just a couple of minutes giving us an extract from their work, so they get to tell you about it, and you hear something that you may well want to read for yourself in the future. This week's awesome author has her first novel out on the shelves this coming Monday, and it's a story of friendship, lies, teamwork, and the power of believing, with its main characters Margaret and Margot, the tooth fairy she believes in, being forced to work together to save both of their worlds from unimaginable threats. Enough from me, though. Here is author Floree Parker with an extract from that soon-to-be-released first novel, The Shadows of the Rowan Tree.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Shh, whispered Margot. Billy was always good fun, but one day he would get them caught if he couldn't be quieter. Stealing from the brownies is a risky business, but well worth the danger for some extra diddle pops, in her opinion. She had heard the rumours that the brownies would cut off a fairy's hair and turn their clothes inside out if they caught a thief, and she shuddered at the thought. Not allowing that to dissuade her, she swept her long blonde hair out of her eyes and prepared herself for the final dash to the molehill. Margot had always been a quick runner, and was sure she could get to the molehill, grab a few diddle pops and get back to the safety of the bushes where Billy would be waiting for her, without the wrens seeing or hearing. The brownies used the birds, as well as for transport, to guard the molehills, which was where they stored their goods. Although not the most intelligent of birds, they were one of the loudest, and effective at warning of any potential thieves. She ran out across the lawn to the large brown mound, resisting the urge to giggle at the recollection that humans called these mole hills and actually thought they were created by moles. She thrust her hand into the dark mound and pulled it out with her fist, clenching at least 8 of the most delicious-looking orangey-yellow diddle pops. Pure nectar indulgence, as the advert says. She dashed back across the lawn to where Billy was waiting, astride his greenfinch, and jumped onto the back of her waiting bird, being careful not to drop her precious swag. They immediately took off into the sky, noticing Daisy stirring from her doze as her mum shouted her name. Margot was desperate to let her know she really did exist, but knew the fairy code forbade it.
So once again, that was an extract from The Shadows of the Rowan Tree, as read by its author Floree Parker, which will be available from publishers Austin Macaulay from the 31st of January, so just a few days away. And you can find out more information about the launch of this book through Floree's Twitter account, which is at Floree Parker, and the publisher's website, austinmacaulay.com, where the book is now available for pre-order, and Floree may well be able to point you in the direction of a cheeky little discount code as well. And of course, we're going to share all this information about her and her writing for you on our socials, so you can get a closer look at. And remember, you'll be able to listen again to the excerpt from The Shadows of the Rowan Tree and all of the amazing works from our past awesome authors on our Writer's Seat podcast, which is available to follow and subscribe to now through all good podcast providers. And do remember, if you're a writer and you think this kind of thing is going to help get your work noticed, then do use our social medias, including the Writer's Seat Twitter feed at Writer's Seat MWP, or just find those hashtags 365 Midweek Peak, Writer's Seat, and send us a recording of roughly 2 minutes of you, or if not you, then someone that you know, reading out a part of your writing along with all of your details, and we will make sure we do for you what we just did for the amazing Floree Parker there and give you a well-deserved writer's lift. Or for more information, just email 365writersseat@gmail.com, and it may well be you sat in our nice and comfy Midweek Peak writer's seat this time next week on 365 Radio.
The Writer's Seat Podcast is a One Flower Two Turtles audio production. From midday until 2, every Wednesday, on 365 Radio, The Midweek Peak with Steve. Wednesdays, just the way you love it.